Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Mark Cunningham of Grace Property Management. Now, Mark has created some amazing products for property management companies. We have implemented his systems and his business income streams into our business here, and I can personally recommend them. If you're in the property management business, I encourage you to visit their website, as you'll definitely find a product that will improve your business. I know Mark personally, and just a small investment to pick up one of his golden nuggets could earn you a return many times over. To learn more, go to propertymanagementsystem.org. Again, propertymanagementsystem.org. And to get a 10% discount on all of Mark's products, use the promo code BRAD, B-R-A-D. This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Lead Simple and 4.5. They have teamed up to come up with one of the best conferences for anyone in or around the property management industry to attend. It's called the PM Grows Summit. This conference is laser focused on growth strategies and thought leaders from around the country. Now, I personally attended their PM Grows Summit last year and was truly impressed with the format, the venue, the quality speakers, and the level of attendance. And that was just their first year putting it on. This year's PM Grows Summit will be held in San Diego in early 2018, and it's shaping up to look like another fantastic event you will not want to miss. I've already booked my spot for the conference, and I will encourage listeners to do the same. You can learn more by going to pmgrowsummit.com. As an additional incentive, you can enter in the promo code BRAD, B-R-A-D, to get a $100 discount when booking your ticket. If you ever need an excuse to go to San Diego and stay at one of the historic downtown hotels, this is your chance. Do not miss this event. Again, go to pmgrowsummit.com and enter in the promo code BRAD for a $100 discount on admission. And welcome to another episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show. Thanks for coming. Today, I've got two distinguished guests. I've got Alex Ostenenko from 4.5 and Jordan Mila from Lead Simple. And these two gents represent what I would call the basis for any good management company. So we're going to talk marketing, we're going to talk customer management, and we're just going to kind of go into some things that are relevant to all the people listening, which is a mastermind call. So Jordan, Alex, how are you guys doing today?
Good feeling, man. Happy to be on the show.
Awesome. I'm glad you guys are around. So we're going to do a kind of a we're going to go alphabetically, Jordan. So I'm sorry. I'm going to give Alex the floor first. Alex, give us a quick intro, who you are, what you do.
Yeah. So I am the founder and CEO of a company called 4.5. If you are in the property management industry, you know, like the Geico commercial, like under a rock. Have you been under a rock for the last 5 years? Yeah. So we've been solving growth for property management companies for the last 5 years. Specifically, we focus on, solving reputation, getting business in the door organically through content. In other words, producing videos and articles that answer landlords and real estate investor questions. And that sort of converts the property manager's website into a more desirable asset, helps with organic rankings. But more importantly, it actually builds the trust. I think the trust is what a lot of property management companies are missing, because the investors all think it's too expensive and all property managers do the same thing. So we sort of fight that with transparency and content. And then finally, lead nurturing and social media. Now with lead nurturing, now we know that we can get people and our customers leads. Next frontier for us was helping them close it. This is sort of, and Brad, you probably can relate to this, lots of property management shops are excellent at operations, but they're terrible at sales and execution on a sort of what I call pre-sale basis. The pre-sale systems are hot, subpar, and there's nobody sort of carrying that responsibility within the organization, or it's a part-time salesperson, or the owner sells and they don't have time to get to every phone call. So our next frontier was to solve sales. So we bring leads through content, manage reputation, pay-per-click, social media to some extent. Next phase, we help them close it through Lead Simple integration. Jordan will talk about the Lead Simple magic in a bit, but what we do, we actually put a lead nurturing piece on top of that. So automate, help the property management company build their email list, subscribers list, which is the lifeblood of any business. and then seed that subscriber list with valuable content periodically to help them jump back into your sphere of influence and close them when they're ready.
Yeah, I love what you guys do. You know, Alex and I, you've worked together. We worked together before. And like we were talking about before the show, you guys are setting up the marketing platform, kind of like the base, and goes right into Lead Simple, which is the management software. And I'll tell a quick story that I've told you guys before. Years ago, we attempted to implement Lead Simple. And by my fault, I allowed one of my staff members to bully me, saying that it was too complicated. We didn't want to do it. And that's one of my biggest mistakes. And you guys have heard me talk about this, to where we should have done this years ago, taken those two platforms and put them in together to what we do to make it a winning combination. So about 6 or 8 months ago, I think it was maybe a year, we fully circled back and implemented Lead Simple, and it's been one of the best things we do. So that's a quick intro to you, Jordan. So you get to take it from there.
Love it, man. Great story. Yeah. So I am the CEO of Lead Simple, and you guys have really already kind of done my job for me. But the Cliff Notes version is that Lead Simple is focused on helping you track and manage and automate your sales process. Alex, you touched on it. For most property management companies, the sales function is not a real function. There is no department. There is nobody with that title. So it's an ad hoc kind of effort by folks that have never had any formalized sales training. So we're there to really support that process through allowing automation. For example, when you're responding to a new lead, making sure that we're giving you a phone call and you're responding to every new lead within 30 seconds, tracking the process. So emails, calls, just automatically documenting all that stuff, sucking it out of your email inbox, and then adding some drip automation so that you can actually create a sequence to stay in front of people if they're not ready to buy today, follow up with them in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, et cetera.
Because it does prompt you. That's one of the things we like. And sorry to cut you off, Bear, but our staff basically works straight off that list every morning. The business development staff, they come in and look at the list off of Lead Simple. They make the phone calls. They send out the messages. They send out the emails. They work straight off that list because it's generated from you guys. So it's kind of like a workflow automation, to where the marketing side with what Alex does goes straight into the contact resource side, which is what you do. So it blends together nicely for those of us that are needing a sales platform, because you guys know management companies are not salespeople necessarily. They're managers first. They know how to manage homes. A lot of them don't have any sort of sales training. So the combination of you two on one show is going to give them a good tidbit of a formula that works.
Look forward to it. Yeah, that's the challenge.
So while we got you on, I mean, there are a couple of things we can go on and on about. We could talk about blogging. We could talk about marketing. We can talk about, you know, cool stuff that's going up on follow-ups with the customer resource side. But let's kind of open it up to talk some trends in the industry, because you guys are pretty much dialed in, I think, to what's going on around the world as far as management is concerned. And a lot of people look to you guys for advice, solutions, expert products. So let's kick it off with maybe some trends. Some of the things I'm seeing out there that are super cool. So I talked about this maybe a few times, and I did a presentation in Austin here last week talking about the automated free market estimates. And you guys have seen that. Jordan, I'm going to caveat this with you. So we went through property manager websites, and we implemented the automated free market estimate provider, and it's a widget. It goes into our website, or you can use their website, but it sends out an automated free market estimate, like a rental estimate, what that home could be worth within, you know, $100, $200. They're generating that out of RentRange, which anybody can go to RentRange directly and get it, but they've taken it one step further to automate it. So when somebody goes in there and puts their email address, name, phone, the bedroom size, the square footage, they get an automated report within 3 to 5 minutes straight to their email, and it captures that lead. So as I was telling you guys before the show, our lead count has literally doubled from that particular tool. So that's been amazing. Now, to go dive into this with you, Jordan, every time we get one of those leads, guess where it goes?
Right inside of Lead Simple.
You got it. It goes right in there for lead nurturing, and it ties into what Alex is doing with the both of you guys. So that's been one of the coolest things I've seen. What have you guys seen with that? Have you heard about it? Seen it at all?
Very familiar. Yeah, I have started to dissect it. I think it's very interesting. So when you think about the value here, you got a couple of different components. The first is improving the offer. The free rental price analysis is both ubiquitous, meaning pretty much everybody does it, and also ubiquitously done very poorly. meaning the sell, the sizzle of that offer of getting the report, is typically undersold because the report is this kind of amorphous thing that may or may not have value. But how does the consumer know? We have to remember the consumer is not looking for this highly detailed information, et cetera. Like the criteria that you have as the expert is a lot different than the consumer value. The consumer value is this thing going to be readily accessible, understandable, with a good ballpark range, et cetera. And what they need for that is a visual. So what I always encourage people to do with the free rental price analysis, show the demonstration of value, show the preview of the graphic before you're asking for people's contact information. Once they actually submit that, one of the things that PMW is doing with that widget is allowing you to put a tracked phone number up there so that when somebody calls off that page, you know they're qualified, you're paying attention because it's coming from the right number. I like that value. They're also doing the automated postcard thing, and then they're sending out the report automatically. Sending out the report automatically, I kind of take a little bit of a counter position, and Alex, I brought this up with you yesterday, and we had a little bit of a different perspective, so you can chime in differently, but my feel is that having seen this offer implemented on a number of websites, that when somebody fills out that free rental price analysis form, it's not like an ebook, right? If somebody downloads an ebook, hey, give them the ebook, don't bother them, let them be, let them get educated. But as soon as somebody fills out that free rental price analysis, that is an open invitation for having a sales related conversation. And so as a result, you can send it up automatically or you can gate it and keep it behind a sales interaction. I am more inclined to go with the latter simply because it provides more basis for having that meaningful value added touch point. I can definitely see it both ways. I've seen people effectively implement it in both ways.
I like it. I like that idea too. I think that's a lot of people are in the same mindset you are, and I don't think there's a right or wrong with it. I think it's a good idea. Here's the cool part I did notice is that, so our business development staff comes in on a Monday morning. Instead of making 8 or 10 calls, or excuse me, not calls, instead of making 6 or 8 free market estimates where they got to go through the multiple listing service or go look for comparables and build a report, they're calling people right away. Monday morning, they're calling those free market estimates. So instead of spending that 3 hours catching up on building them, they're spending the 3 hours calling those folks.
That's a no-brainer. Using the third-party reporting service as opposed to using a salesperson's time to come up with that, that's a no-brainer to me. I think it's more just a question of do you send it out automatically or do you gate it? But the rent range reports, from what I've seen, I think it's a great product.
Yeah, they're fairly accurate. And the caveat with you, the portion of our website that talks about free market estimates, we do have a video and we do have a graphic of what that report looks like. So people can see and basically hear us talk about what the free market estimate is, how it's going to work, and then they see the graphic that they're going to get, which is, again, improving our capture rate to get those folks to sign in. So that's been one of the coolest things I've seen. So that's a trending deal. It may not be the newest thing out there, but we've just implemented it because we didn't know about it until the last conference.
You know, value doesn't need to be a novelty, right? Taking an old thing and doing it better in a more innovative way, I think that's where a lot of opportunities lie.
Cool. Very good.
What it does is it answers the key, the most crucial question that a prospect will have, and that is, what is my home worth, right? The reason why, Jordan, I believe the automation in this particular case would work better than gating behind a sales interaction is because, as I sort of mentioned yesterday, I feel, as we discussed, most property management companies don't have the right sales staff. They just don't have the right sort of BDM talent and capacity to be able to call every single one and do proper due diligence. But here's an idea for you guys and Brad, making it work even better. My thought would be to put it together just the way it is, except you would add a specific sequence behind it. And the sequence is, here's your report, and off comes the email from the owner of the business, Brad, discussing the accuracy of this report, discussing all the sort of ins and outs of valuing your rental on the market, discussing the current market conditions, and inviting them to make to a sales appointment, right? So something more personal like that. If that doesn't work, you know, in 3 more days, do another drip, and then 3 more days, do another trip. So automate those and make them so personable, again, with a video that is, you know, specifically you talking about, because you know exactly what state of mind they're in. You can sort of design the steps and automate that. And once you set that up in your lead nurturing sequence, you know, that's it. And even if your salespeople miss the follow-up, you know, you'll still get as much value out of that lead as possible, because the lead quality for lead nurturing, the lead quality for the rent range report would be less than somebody who fills out contact us form. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so.
They're not as sort of, they're not ready. They haven't picked you yet.
They're a little up funnel.
They haven't selected. Yeah, definitely up funnel. So to take them further down and automate that process, my recommendation is create 3 videos, very specific. One talks about the accuracy of the report, just be transparent. Second one, a market state. And the third one, maybe a special discount, because that person is ready. And that last one will close them.
Here's how I would up it even another level. We just rolled out, actually we're in the process of rolling out inbound call tracking and texting. If you're going to send out the report on an automated basis, you're going to give them the instant value. That's cool. I get it. If you're going down that route, why not augment the process by also sending an immediate text to that person to say, hey, Jim, I just wanted to let you know, I just sent you the report. Check it out. I'll be following up with you and so and so. But adding that text touch could
increase the personal
side along with the automation.
I love the text message thing. I love it. If you can put that in there, I love it.
It is great. You got to differentiate yourself on the pre-sale in order to, so you got to deliver the goods post-sale, right? You got to do the job. Most people are pretty good in operations and have technology to help property management with operations. The pre-sale is where sort of you see companies like Renters Warehouse, you know, winning massively. You see companies like Larson Properties. We don't have to go too far, right? Winning massively. Because why? Because you invest in pre-sales systems and pre-sales, you know, branding, marketing, these things, salespeople. It has to be, right? It has to be there, because the pre-sale experience sort of dictates the post-sale experience. It's customer experience. You got to care.
Yeah, I like it. I agree. So moving to different trends that are going on, that's one we beat up pretty good, but that's an exciting thing for me. Let's talk potentially some of the things that been near and dear to my heart, fee maximization. And you guys may not have the pulse of that to a certain extent, because it's just more on the ground level and you guys are doing...
It's on the operations.
Yeah, it's on the operational side. But where I want to touch base on this is how it relates to what you guys do. Because we get managers that ask us all the time, well, what did you do here? How did you charge that? Go through a fee maximization overview with your company. And when you have a few little extra fees here and there, or understand better that where your revenue is coming from, you can improve that revenue to give you the funds to employ Alex and Jordan and their systems. That's the point of fee maximization. It's often the difference between being profitable and breaking even. Because I'm sure you guys have seen plenty of companies that just kind of run real close to break even, if not below the line, where they treat it, they treat it more like a holding pen. They treat these management contracts like they're cattle, and they put them off to the back pen for slaughter. You know, they're just holding them for sale. You know what I mean? They're not really treating them like an asset like they are.
That's an interesting point. So on the fee maximization side, I've been thinking about a lot lately about testing, price testing, and specifically testing the price page against the reality, right? So we do a lot of conversion optimization testing on the pay-per-click side, right? Because we manage these landing pages through Unbounce, which constantly have A/B. So we're running different experiments once against each other to see which one wins, what people vote to be more effective. Because the more leads the variant gets, then we kill the old variant and move in with a new hypothesis, and then we continue testing. What I'm sort of recently been working on and thinking about is helping property management companies test pricing, right? Test pricing and seeing how various programs, get closer to what market really wants and then increase conversion. Because at the end of the day, if you don't show pricing, you're shooting yourself in the foot. And that's a whole new discussion we can have on pricing. And I actually have an episode on my podcast about that. But if you don't show pricing on the website, you're not answering, again, the key question, one of the first 3 questions that customers or prospects would ask. And that means you'll never get that phone call. You'll never get the lead in the first place. So that's a dangerous thing. But if you show pricing and it's sort of one plan, or if it's not as competitive, then you're sort of on the other side of the scale, where you're just driving away your customers. So I think pricing is very crucial to get right. And I think that's very, very few people do it. How do you set your pricing, Brad? Do you do anything special? Have you done any testing? Do you have 3 programs? What is your pricing like?
Well, we've done secret shopper programs before. That was a couple of years ago. We developed a flat fee, three-tiered pricing model, and that's in the middle. On the left, you have leasing only, which is the very, very base. Then you have a silver, gold, platinum type plans, which are all flat fee based. And then we have a multiple property owner plan, and all that's on the full disclosure on our website. So as you mentioned, the it depends model of pricing is no bueno. I mean, nobody wants to do that. Whereas no customer wants to call you and give me a quote, waste half my life and give me a quote for management. They want to know upfront what they're walking into because they often make the decision upfront. We get signups quite a bit where they call us up and say, I've read everything in your site. I just got one or two questions. I'm ready to sign. So the full disclosure mindset also discourages the shoppers from contacting you and wasting your time. Now, here's one little tidbit I'm going to give your or the audience here, and I've talked about this several times, is the flat fee three-tier pricing works a different way than the percentage-based three-tier pricing. So you need to understand this because in the percentage-based, the high-end market goes for the low-end percentage-based price. It flips. And then the low-end market goes for the high-end percentage-based price. So imagine the $1,000 owner, $800 owner, $600 owner going for your top-tier pricing on a percentage base because they get more goodies, right? They get more goodies. Well, it doesn't work like that in a flat fee. Your $600, $800 home will not go for the top end of the flat fee pricing because they're paying way too much.
That's an interesting concept. I see that. That's a really interesting concept. You're right.
Yeah. So it's been working for us on the flat fee three-tier pricing model. So a couple things let's do to transition here. I really want to talk more about the couple trends that I'm interested in and talk to you guys about what we're doing. And I know it's a bit on the operational side, but you guys are still paying attention because what it's doing is creating points of difference for your customers. You know, that's the trending and more people building up and using ShowMojo. They're using Tenant Turner. They're using Rently. We have the unaccompanied vacant home showings. And this is nothing like brand new. But what I'm seeing more and more is this trending in the world because of the VRBO people, the Airbnb people, where they're used to doing stuff like that. Are used to moving in or seeing properties being unaccompanied. You know, the last VRBO that we rented, actually the last two, is just walk right up to the door, punch in the code on the door, and get in and stay. And then when you leave, vice versa. This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Mark Cunningham of Grace Property Management. Now, Mark has created some amazing products for property management companies. We have implemented his systems and his business income streams into our business here, and I can personally recommend them. If you are in the property management business, I encourage you to visit their website, as you will definitely find a product that will improve your business. I know Mark personally, and just a small investment to pick up one of his golden nuggets could earn you a return many times over. To learn more, go to propertymanagementsystem.org. Again, propertymanagementsystem.org. And to get a 10% discount on all of Mark's products, use the promo code BRAD, B-R-A-D. So what are you guys seeing on that as far as out in the marketplace and kind of where people should be aware of it?
Well, the thing you just mentioned is you're talking about the conditioning of customer expectations. There's the viability of the technology, and then there's the conditioning of expectations to allow people to actually feel comfortable with it. I have done many VRBOs, many Airbnbs where I didn't talk to anybody and I liked it. This is why I wasn't trying to stay at a nice, quaint B&B. I was trying to be in and out, have privacy. That worked fantastic for me. So from a consumer perspective, Uber, et cetera, we're there, right? Consumer demand has peaked for having a frictionless experience. And I think that's why we're seeing this huge spike in demand. And that, in my mind, is only going to expand to other areas of the business, which intersects and dovetails quite nicely with the management companies and the owner's incentive to reduce labor and to bring in more automation. So I think we're only going to see that trend continue to grow. I think it's more a question of who's actually going to what vendors are going to grab that opportunity and make the most of it, and where does the meaningful differentiation exist vendor by vendor in that space?
Yeah, the three vendors I mentioned, they're pretty solid. They all have pluses and, you know, certain things going on. I think people should look at all three and decide which one fits them the best. I will tell you, though, I really think when people look into that and understand how they can save co-brokering commissions and retain that revenue instead of letting it go out the door, they're really going to see the huge value in it. We did the math, on our small little tiny co-brokering commissions that we pay out probably 90% of. And if you can retain that co-brokering commission and not pay it out to another agency, you can see people's revenue go up six figures every year doing that. So I would encourage people to do their own math. Say, what if I only had to co-broker 20% of the homes that we rented this year versus 80%, and switch the math around, and man, it'll wake some people up. So that's trending.
So you're saying keep the vacancy rate the same, but fulfill it in a different way and keep a healthier cut. That makes a ton of sense. Brad, do you know offhand how many states what you just articulated is relevant for in terms of that co-brokering factor versus states that don't have it?
I would say most. Most are going to have some sort of co-brokering opportunity. There might be certain markets, let's say a smaller market where there's a couple hundred thousand people in the city. They may not have an MLS. They may not offer co-brokering commissions and just lease in-house. However, if there's lease in-house and they only need one leasing agent versus two leasing agents, they save right there. So yep. Every which way you slice it, there's an opportunity for savings while providing the customers what they want, which is just like what you said, you want your privacy. You don't want to bother with anybody. You want to walk right in, see the home. If you like it, you want to apply for it. And then if that company is good, they can do the whole application leasing cycle to where they never have to go physically to an office. We provide that.
Why would people not do it? To me, this sounds like an amazing customer experience, right? Because look, you're passing by a rental home. You're like, oh, well, honey, let's check it out, right? You can walk
right
in.
Now.
Yeah, right now, man. You don't have to wait for nobody. And you forgot one more thing, Brad. One more thing that's key. What is the one-star reviews every property manager gets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great point.
From a tenant that never got the showing.
Not even a paying client.
Yeah, not even a paying client.
Yeah.
So you avoid a lot of this hassle. But
great point, Alex. Great. Alex, I got to illustrate that point for you. You're spot on, because we got a one-star review just a couple weeks ago, and it was from somebody we never talked to. You know, the guy goes on there and tells us that he was trying to reach somebody, and he called a certain number and it didn't reach in, and nobody called him back. And, you know, it's just like, you know, what's the middle of June, brother? I mean, what do you want us to do? It's like in this market, it goes from trickling faucet to full open fire hose mode in this area. And, you know, if he slipped through the cracks, I apologize. But, you know, that's exactly to your point, Alex. That's where a lot of those one-star reviews are coming from. And it's nothing that we can really stop other than trying to tighten up the processes.
Especially in places where there's actual, you know, sort of competition for good vacancies, right? Like in San Francisco Bay Area and a lot of places, Austin, I'm sure, and there's some other bunch of other places where, you know, there's more than one qualified renter interested in a particular space, right? Especially if it's a good space. So, you know, you kind of eliminate the bad experience and reduce the risk of getting hired. But Brad, tell me what the objection is. Like if you wouldn't hire Rently or Show Mojo, why wouldn't you? What would be the reasons?
Hesitation. A lot of property managers are very hesitant to implement things. And you guys know this. I've been victim of that. I'm, you know, not saying I'm the perfect one. I should have implemented Lead Simple years ago. You know, I still smack myself in the wall for not doing that. So I think that's going to be the hang up. And sometimes people think that, oh, if you do automated unaccompanied vacant home showings, all the refrigerators are going to go missing. You know, I know company owners that have been doing these types of things for 15 years. You know, they would take a phone call, get a little bit of information from a tenant, take down their name and phone number, and then say, yeah, here's the code, 1234, go open it up. 10 years ago from dumb lockboxes, you know, where it's just a code. Well, now we have all this automation, we have technology, they can run a credit card. There shouldn't be any hesitancy on why they're not allowing this. It's, again, people get used to doing the same things, but I'm encouraging them to open their eyes, look at the consumers right now. What would you want as a consumer? Do you want to wait for an agent to come show you a home? Does an agent need to sell you on a home? You know, as a rookie, as a leasing agent 15 years ago, I'd go out and meet prospective tenants and let them walk into a home, stand at the front door, walk back around, and they say, okay, how do I apply for it? Well, here you go. Here's the application. This is how you apply for it. I didn't have to sell them. You know, I didn't have to take them in like homegrown network or whatever it is. And this is the kitchen, you know, and this is the master bedroom, you know, where you have to, you always watch those TV shows. Thank you for showing me the kitchen. I would have never guessed this was a kitchen. Thank you for telling me that. Yeah, it's like buying a car. When you guys bought a last vehicle, a lot of dealerships now are going for upfront pricing. So you can either see it on the internet, like upfront. There's no haggling. I mean, the last truck I bought, there was no haggling. I tried to do some sales tactic techniques on these clowns, and they said, yeah. They said, the price is the price. You know, this is the price, Mr. Larson. I'm sorry. We can't deviate at all. This is our upfront pricing. And they were apologetic. They had no room to deviate, not on the trade, not on the new truck. It was a straight line pricing. And I'm like, okay. So it wasn't CarMax. It was a local dealership. But that's where they're trending, Alex. That's a good point, is a lot of CarMax type pricing mindset is bleeding into the management industry. Okay. Our competition for service is everybody else. You understand that? You guys get that. It's not my management company next door to me here in San Antonio. Right. It's Disney. It's Southwest Airlines. It's the dealership. It's VRBO. It's Airbnb. It's the last hotel stay. It's all those that we're competing with for a level of service.
Well said. And many times you're competing against the status quo, which is nothing. Could be self-management, or maybe they're thinking about buying a property, but you made it seem like too much of a hassle. So I'm just going to do nothing. I'm not going to take action of any kind. I love that you brought up orienting around what experience would I want. I'm going to bring up the E word, empathy. From a business philosophy perspective, it's important for me because it helps you get what you want. It's not just squishy altruism. It's an alignment of incentives and asking the question, what would I want to experience as a general reflection of our consumers is a great way to orient. You brought up the car buying experience. The last time I bought a car, I was this close to buying a car through a company called Carvana, which has a fully automated online experience. You look on the website, it's like e-commerce for cars. And get this, when you buy the car, you can have it, you can pay to have it shipped to you, or you can pick it up. When you pick it up, the car is delivered to you out of a car dispensary. There's literally a vending machine of cars. You go up, you press a button, and it comes down and serves you your car on a platter. I mean, that's where we're headed. I was willing to pay more money, if nothing else, just to have that experience. I ended up getting a great deal elsewhere, but I mean, that stuff is there. And that push for that tech, seamless, frictionless experience. If you're not persuaded that it's necessary now, just think, not where is the puck now, where is it going? Where is the puck going to be in 5 years? And that's what you're trying to skate towards. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. So one of the things I want to transition to, and I'm going to give Alex the first lead here, is I want to talk about PM Growth Summit. So I want you guys to make the case for why the managers out there should look at this as a viable place to go spend their money. It's in San Diego. And Alex, I'm stealing your thunder. Just tell me to shut up and go.
Oh, it's fine, Brad. You were one of the first one to buy tickets. So, we appreciate that. So,
absolutely.
We go to conferences. As a property manager, Brad, you go to, one, two, three NARPM events a year, right? As a sort of vendors and service providers, property managers, we go to, dozens, right? Dozens, maybe more, maybe 15 every year, right? Maybe 20. And so the trend has been that my best customers didn't go to conferences. And they will go maybe to one, like broker owner, or they maybe
go to national. They don't go to property management conferences.
Well, exactly my point. Yeah, well, we display at these conferences, and we get a lot of business. It's very good for me. Like, I was happy to at every conference, but we would make good business. However, a lot of our sort of top customers, just didn't want to go and didn't attend. And so something clicked, and, we thought that why there's NARPM is an exceptional organization. I have a lot of respect for the group, and I'm committed. I'm on the CalNARPM board, and I'm trying to sort of move in a bit of a more national role. But it's great for beginners and intermediate level. Anything beyond intermediate or low intermediate to sort of advanced, it just does not serve that market. And this was just a very simple decision, right? We got to do it. But knowing Jordan and I, just doing it is not good enough. It has to be on the level of, I wouldn't say Inman Connect, that's a little bit TED. Those are a little bit big names, but that's what we strive towards, right? You strive towards that full experience. And we decided right away, we're going to charge a high price, but we're going to control the full experience. Like all the meals, all the partying, because networking is such an important piece of this. It's probably an essential piece. So if you want to go meet people who are not necessarily have, advanced businesses, but are advanced thinkers, they're about to have their businesses either already large or they're going to be large. You can be a guy. We had guys under Well, we did a survey on the number of units people managed to attend. So let me give you a sort of a breakdown. 10% of attendees were 0 to 100 units. Another 7% was 100 to 250. And so anyway, the vast majority of attendees, about 56% total, was under 500 units. So it's not like all these giant companies got together and attended PM Grow. It's a lot of, again, advanced thinkers out there. So, you know, and people voted. People voted with dollars. People voted with a standing ovation at the end. I teared up. I kid you not, Brett. I don't cry, right? I'm fairly manly man. I don't cry. I teared up at the end. This is like the real thing, man. That's how I felt.
Russians don't cry. Russians drink vodka and shoot their Kalashnikovs. They don't cry.
Exactly, man. With the Iron Man. But anyway, so you know, it's something that I'm you know, very sort of passionately and personally connected to. But it is delivering the next big thing in property management in terms of trends, in terms of education. And I think the most important piece really is networking. Like, you will meet these people, same mindset people. And we've had a lot of people create deep friendships from there. And then next year is going to be even better, larger.
Well, let me give you a little tidbit from last year, because people are hearing that and it's all, okay, that's great. You know, Alex, thank you. But I had a blast. We went bowling. That was a great time. You know, we went to the Scotch Mixer. That was an awesome time. I met so many good people and talked to them that I'm still talking to today. Good management company owners, that's where the networking stuff comes from. The classes, you know, again, I can't say enough about them. They weren't really classes. They were presentations, but they were done in a manner that's just very time aware. You guys knocked it out really quick. Everyone got their time. There was no lengthy breaks. There was no disappearing act by certain people. There was no trying to find another room for another session. I just really loved the format and the fact that it was all right there. We got bused to the events and bused back. I mean, just a great experience to really get some networking value out of it, because like you guys, I understand the NARPM education. I love it. I'm a big fan of NARPM. I highly endorse it. It leaves you wanting, and because you get used to like going and getting educated, and to a certain extent, you want to get more educated. You get hungrier. And so I'm always thinking there's a need for extra stuff out there. And you're right. Some of your customers, they look around to go to other big conferences, Tony Robbins or Robert Kiyosaki or some of those guys types conferences. And you're doing that. You guys are building a high level conference now.
That's what we're working on. Yeah, very passionate about it. And you know, the education is such a crucial piece. I mean, we spend so much time vetting, interviewing speakers, like breaking the categories. Like this year, well, next this coming conference, you know, we found, believe it or not, I'm not gonna make you guess things, but about 60% of people said that they want to hear more about marketing. Marketing was sort of the biggest wish on a piece on a wish list, even though we've addressed it from multiple sort of sides. But it wasn't enough. So we're going to try to kind of expand that section next year. But sales is important. Finance, you know, profitability, KPIs. We're actually going to tackle this because we found there's a huge appetite for sort of making the existing business more profitable. You mentioned this, Brad. You said, hey, you know, what if you help your customers get charged more fees or optimize their fees so they can afford your services and expand their reach and continue to grow? Well, yeah, exactly. So that's what we're going to try to solve, your profitability and KPIs. Specifically, and then exit strategy is pretty hot. Operations, we're going to touch a little bit more on operations this year than last year, because that's also like these efficiencies are so crucial to the well put together organization. And the last piece is personal development. There's some outstanding research being done. There's a lot of different sort of a brain scientists out there, as well as motivational speakers, as well as life coaches. And folks who actually understand both the science and the art of this. And we want to sort of spread that side of it a little bit.
It's interesting that topic in particular, personal development, we definitely have gotten a little bit of pushback in the sense that a lot of people feel like it's this kind of squishy, touchy-feely sort of thing. What I have found is that any form of improvement and self-development tends to be for the people that need it least, right? The further along somebody is, the more successful they are, the more they're willing to invest in those things that conceivably
they may need less of, whereas the people on the bottom of the market that are really struggling are really resistant to the idea of investing in mindset, attitude, behavioral mindset, leadership principles, et cetera. But you got to make the investment, and it's a virtual cycle. And that's what we've done internally. We both have business coaches. And when we thought about putting on kind of a fantasy event for ourselves, what's the kind of conference we would want to go to? We've been to a lot of conferences. Alex and I have been to personal development conferences for ourselves on the topics of marketing, sales, et cetera. And the reason that we're able to provide the kind of content that we do is because we have the luxury of being very, very focused. We touch on operations a bit. We've brought in some great property management talent to address that, but we're primarily focused on growth, sales, marketing. That allows us to be very, very deep on those topics, to bring in best in class speakers, to have them tailor and apply their knowledge specifically to this industry. And we're all about cross applications. If you have somebody doing amazing lead generation things and it's a similar kind of market dynamics, but they're doing it over in insurance, well, how can we apply that to property management? How can we get the same kind of benefit? Brad, I know that you're the kind of guy that will cross apply things. It doesn't have to be done exactly specifically in the context of property management. Like, if there's knowledge that can be gained, glean it, harvest it, apply it for yourself. And so that's why we make the investment for bringing in some really high level speakers. And it's just the quality of speakers in the bar is only going up this year. We intentionally choose not to make money with this event because we don't need to. We have separate businesses. So we reinvest everything. We have a very healthy budget. And that goes back to our massive appreciation for NARPM, but just recognizing that as a for-profit entity, we have the ability to charge more, reinvest more. And that, I think, has just generated some massive results. So we're in an advantageous position to put on a really unique event. And thus far, the responses and the feedback has been fantastic.
So tell me about the venue a little bit, and then some of the speakers you have lined up, if you have gotten that far.
We're working our way through it. So the venue is the U.S. Grant Hotel. It's a historic property built in 1910 by General Grant's grandson. It was refurbished maybe a decade ago. Amazing luxury property. I mean, that is probably the one area where you can see the biggest, clearest step up in terms of just the quality of the housing, the experience. It really is just a gorgeous historic property in sunny San Diego. Where do I want to go in January other than the Bahamas? San Diego. sunny San Diego. That's where I want to be. Keep in mind, I live in Portland. So when I go to San Diego in January, I don't want to come home. At least that's what happened the last time. But the venue is going to be amazing. Alex can talk about some.
Well, what piece about the venue? I want you to continue because I haven't been on site. You actually went on site. You got wine and dined by the hotel proprietors to get to sign in. But man, one of my customers calls up and says, "Hey, Alex, you know that hotel is $420, $430 a night." And you're like, "What are you doing? I mean, are you really leveling this thing up? Like, that's a lot." I'm like, whoa. Our rate is $259.
Right.
I mean, getting that kind of rate from that kind of hotel, you have to really know people in event management space, in event organization space. Because, man, you look at that property, there's no way it's $260 a night.
That's good. That's good you said that because I was looking at the initial. It must be updated because, you know, I was one of the first ones to sign up and I didn't look too deep into the hotel. So you must have a hotel code now or something out there because I looked at the price and that's what I was seeing was $420. And I wanted to reach through the interweb and grab you guys, but, you know, I couldn't. So I love that rate. That's a much better rate. I think we can tolerate that rate for three nights, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah. $410 a night. And on the speaker side. So look, you know, Marcus Sheridan sort of took the roof off the house. He's one of the guys that I have never seen. I mean, no matter what conference you go to, no matter who speaks, you don't get 5 stars from everybody. Just don't.
Right.
He got 5-star reviews from everybody. He's a perfect 5-star. And you know how many people participated in the survey? About 65% of SMBs. So we had about 110 people fill out the survey. Amazing. All 5 stars. And so bring him back for an encore. And he's going to actually teach a workshop, which is also in demand. It's like 4-hour. You know, video marketing workshop from the why to the how, right, to the equipment. And actually, I'm taking my team and inserting them in that workshop.
Well, that's cool. That's exciting because before we did this podcast, I just spent 2 hours of my time going over with my business development staff video stuff, like how to actually turn the camera on and how to talk on the video. And And man,
a big video guy. I was thinking this would be right up your alley because video is so powerful. But let's be honest, like there is a meaningful advantage that comes from improving the production values a little bit. So I'm sending some of my stuff.
Well, I'm excited about that just right now because I was telling them, here we are looking at this 3-year-old crappy video camera we have. And I'm like, what's good out there nowadays? I don't even know. You know, I'm ready to drop some money on a good camera. Just tell me what to buy.
So if we bring in operational sort of experts like Brad, like yourself and a few others that are sort of leaders in the space and that can come up with fresh ideas. And by the way, we're going to need some really, really sort of impactful, interesting topic. And we'll talk about offline on sort of what some of the things that we feel or we hear that need to be covered. And I know you're a master implementer, so that would be helpful. Well, bringing people like Bob Walters. So Bob Walters is going to emcee the event, and Bob owns and manages for years, 20 years, LPMA, which is Leading Property Managers of Australia.
But he has 40 years of property management experience, over 40 years, mm-hmm. that guy. He's solid.
Right. That's right. You've met him. But,
he knows Bob, yeah.
You know, Bob is so sort of low-key, friendly, conversational. Just a great person, even his wife, Dixie, you know, a big shout out to them. They took really good care of us out there in Australia when we went for their conference. So he's coming here to MC, do the talk. So this is the kind of relation we're bringing. I'm also very, very excited about Adam Hooley. Have you heard him speak, Brad?
No, I have not.
So he was actually, so your plane was late and you walked into your own talk in Australia, but he spoke, I think, two talks before you. And he talks about the concept of squad for the operation side. So in other words, putting people instead of a pod or individual manager and an assistant manager, putting people in the 3-4 person squads where the executive on top does all this sort of strategic stuff. And that boils all the way bottom to the bottom. The assistant does all that sort of menial labor, right? And then so this way there's retention, there's tons of different benefits. And he's the guy to talk about that. So I'm excited about Adam Hooley speaking. We are talking to Chris Rawls. I haven't confirmed the dates yet, but he's sort of probably the biggest picture thinker in the property management space. And I align with a lot of his sort of macro forecast of where the industry is heading and how, what to do to sort of grab the opportunity. Anything else comes to mind, Jordan?
Well, then the two big names you left off. Well, first is Greg Crabtree. Brad, have you ever heard of Greg Crabtree, the name? Simple Numbers, Straight Talk, Big Profits?
Yes, I have.
All right, so we're bringing him out. We're actually going to be doing a mastermind with him in Mexico in a couple of weeks, and we're going to be bringing him to talk about the operational finance profit side of things. Everybody wants to get more profitable. Brad, you identified it. If you want to focus on fee maximization as an engine for your business to reinvest it, awesome. That's how I would be thinking about it. But if you want to think about that as a new boat or an extra car, that's great too. No matter what you're doing, profit is where your focus should be, both for now as well as when you have an exit strategy in mind. You want to make sure that you have a machine with the kind of mechanics that can truly scale. Profit's a big part of that. So Greg is a profit master. We're going to be bringing him in to talk general principles, but also then specifically applying a lot of that stuff to property management and also talking about some industry specific benchmarking stuff. Super stoked about that. And then Jason Goldberg, who represents our one really meaningful push on leadership and personal development. But that said, he's Alex's coach, so I'll let him chime in on the value there.
Oh, so Jason, yeah, he's coached the whole leadership team here at 4.5, as well as he came in on site, did a full day for everybody. He's just an amazing guy and really good listener and amazing at sort of helping you sort of framework the thought process and come up with a decision that is mostly yours, but he knows how to guide you to it, which is a talent, man. It's an incredible, crispy, sharp talent. Crisp and sharp talent. But so what he's going to talk about is why what you've learned at this conference is not going to work. He's going to close the conference with the talk on why you're not going to do shit with anything that you just learned, why nothing of it would work. And that is, when he pitched that idea to me, man, that was like, it grabbed me. I'm not going to go into details because what's inside of that talk is truly sort of amazing. And to unpack that right now is to give it away, give away a surprise. I don't want to. Point is that he's going to tell you why it's not going to help the whole conference and all everything you've learned are going to help you.
the point is, it's about mindset. The point is, it's about recognizing that A players think differently than B players, who think differently than C players. And until you really own that and commit yourself to thinking like an A player, you're always going to struggle. And the best advice in the world is not going to generate the same kind of results as it would for somebody else. But Brad, you're a monster implementer. I mean, you see the difference from being inspired and having a bias towards action and getting inspired and having a bias towards distraction. Action versus distraction, two different ways to leave a value-added conference.
Gents, this has been great. So how do we find out more about the PM Growth Summit? You have a website, right?
We do, pmgrowthsummit.com. If you want to see how last year's event went, go to 2017.pmgrowthsummit.com.
That's awesome. And so I'm going to put in the show notes, I'll put up both your websites so people can reach you. This has been a great episode. I cannot thank you guys enough for coming on the show. It's been a great time. I'm sure this will be one of the fan favorites out there to listen to see what's going on in the industry. So again, gents, any last minute comments?
It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. One thing is, very quickly, you know, I think this industry is positioned for tremendous growth. I think everybody's feeling it. I think you see other, you know, technologies, different vendors, just a lot of cool stuff happening. There's a lot of consolidation, but there's also a lot of growth and startups in the property management itself and the technology for property managers. Simply put, my estimate, this industry is going to double in the next 4 to 5 years. And the reason is, a lot of baby boomers are retiring. You know, regulations are tightening up. You know, there'll be more professional management opportunities out there, twice as many as it is today. I'm very, very excited to be here.
Me too. Great way to end it. Firing us up. All right, gents. We'll talk later and we'll stay in touch.
Talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye. Today's show has been sponsored by Virtually Incredible, providing tenant screening services, call center services, and video production services to property managers. You may also visit them at virtuallyincredible.com.
This has been a podcast episode by propertymanagementproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.